This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, it's no secret that the lack of a state budget is causing issues, and some of those issues are within the transportation sector. The idea of a vehicle mile tax was introduced last week, but has no support. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, has more.
One of the things out there, and we've talked about this, is the idea of a vehicle mile tax. That's where basically they pay a fee for as many miles as you travel on the highway. It's a concept that's been looked at on the national level, but all of a sudden you've got states that are looking at it because they feel, hey, easy way for us to raise some money. Senator John Cullerton, the president of the Senate, has this idea. You know, we're going to put a VMT in. You know, the idea of a vehicle mile tax to implement it on a statewide basis is very difficult to do. The big thing he wants to do is put a transponder in your vehicle. It'd track your miles, and then you pay based on the number of miles you traveled. Well, it also would track where you've been, and a lot of people don't like the idea of government knowing where I'm going and where I'm traveling.
When I talked with Don, he suggested that the vehicle mile tax would be more realistic on a national level rather than the state level. The main reason being that instead of tracking your miles in your vehicle, you would simply report them on your income tax return.
On a national level, it's a little bit different story. I mean, it's as simple there as saying, here's how many miles I drove last year. Put those miles on your income tax return, and then you base the VMT based on the number of miles you traveled. It's more equitable. And again, I'm not saying I'm a proponent of a VMT, but something's got to work better than a standard motor fuel tax where you pay at the pump. The trucking industry kind of does it now. They have plans that basically you do report your miles. So you report your miles for each state you go into, and you pay your motor fuel tax based on how many miles you travel in each state. It's a system that's been in place, and it's worked for the trucking industry for a long time. But there's nothing in place for car drivers that would operate the same way.
You mentioned that for the trucks now. We had also discussed the electronic logs to do that. Now, has there ever been a concern about the honesty of the person reporting their miles? Because are you just writing it down and sending it in, or how does...
Well, it's based on a couple of things. I mean, you report your miles, you report your fuel purchases. You've got to report all of that. And then you have to do quarterly returns that go in, and the quarterly returns include, you know, fuel purchases, number of miles you traveled, where you traveled, basically what state you traveled in, and basically what it does, and it takes those, that fuel reporting, and calculates, you know, they'll calculate, they don't know how many miles, they know how many miles a truck gets.
Right.
You know, a truck's going to get, you know, 6 miles to the gallon or what have you. Well, if the guy's getting 18 miles to the gallon because he's not reporting his fuel, they're going to be on it real quick.
Sure.
And, you know, there's audits and everything else. So it's like anything else. Yeah, it's just like filing your income tax, you know, the claim deductions, you know, the honesty factor's in there. But there's also the follow-up. There's also the ability to be able to audit a company to say, hey, you know, we want to make sure you're up and up with us in terms of, you know, are you paying your fair share? So, yeah, it's there. And the trucking industry has, and truck operators have done this for years. So it's nothing new for them.
Again, that report from the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. We'll have more news after these messages. In National Ag News today, the White House Office of Management and Budget is reviewing the Renewable Fuel Standard volume requirements issued by the Environmental Protection Agency last November. DTN reports the move is the last step in the review process, which can take up to 90 days, but typically only takes about 30 days to complete. Last fall, the EPA issued Renewable Fuel Standard volume requirements that set corn-based ethanol volumes below the statutory 15 million gallons for 2017 and 2018. For years, the EPA has had to readjust the RFS volumes for cellulosic ethanol. The original 2007 statute called for 1.75 billion gallons in 2014, 3 billion gallons in 2015, and 4.25 billion gallons in 2016. The final rule set the 2014 biodiesel volume at 1.63 billion gallons, the actual volume blended. That number rises to 1.73 billion for 2015, 1.9 billion gallons in 2016, and 2 billion gallons in 2017. In some more national ag news, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack attributes the announcement by Mexico that the nation will lift its ban on poultry from 14 states, a result of the USDA's close communications with Mexico to reduce trade restrictions. The trade restrictions were related to highly pathogenic avian influenza. Mexico is continuing to ban the import of poultry from Indiana, according to the Hagstrom report. The most recent avian influenza outbreak in the U.S. occurred in Indiana earlier this year. In 2015, despite the influenza outbreak, U.S. poultry product exports reached $4.6 billion. Vilsack says Mexico has been the largest market for U.S. poultry products since 2010. In 2015, U.S. exports of poultry and poultry products to Mexico reached $1.2 billion, accounting for 25% of total U.S. shipments. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.